Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Finally, a main highway in Sanilac County has reopened. On Friday, the work on M46 was completed, so traffic can now resume traveling in both directions freely once again. Rebuilding the bridge over Black River started back in February and has just now been completed. The Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation thanked motorists for their patience during that long ongoing construction project. Sanilac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation also thank motorists for their patience as well. And another local and regional news for today. At this month's meeting of the Indian Fields Township Board of Trustees, approval was given to hire Lyle Severance to build and maintain the township's new website. That is not the only thing that will be looking different. The board also contacted a disc golf specialist to look into the possibility of creating a disc golf course in the park and to find out what the cost would be to develop one. The board approved allowing Owen Gast to remove old stairs in the park and replace them with new stairs as part of his project for being an Eagle Scout. Also, the board approved scheduling a special meeting of the Planning Commission at 6:30 p.m. on December the 2nd, and for a special meeting to follow. Both meetings will be at the Township Hall at 1633 Mertz Road in Caro. The Planning Commission's meeting is regarding proposed amendments to the township's zoning regarding battery storage containers and solar panels. A copy of the proposed changes can be viewed or obtained by request at the Township Hall, and there is a minimal fee for the copies. Those who cannot attend the meeting in person can still submit an email by using IndianFieldsClerk@gmail.com before 4 p.m. on the day of the hearing. For any questions and for more information, you can call 989-325-1509. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental, and seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news for today. Chicago has entered what many consider an uneasy phase of a Trump administration immigration crackdown that has already led to thousands of arrests. While a U.S. Border Patrol commander known for leading intense and controversial surges moved on to North Carolina, federal agents are still arresting immigrants across the nation's third largest city and suburbs. A growing number of lawsuits stemming from the crackdown are winding their way through the courts. Authorities are investigating the actions of the agents, including a fatal shooting. Activists say they are not letting their guard down in case things continue to ramp up. While many residents in the Democratic stronghold, where few welcome the crackdown, still remain anxious. And another national and international news. The federal agency that oversees the security of election systems was largely absent from planning before elections this month in several states. That's leading many state election officials to be concerned about how engaged the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency will be for next year's midterms. Officials are citing the shifting priorities of the Trump administration, as well as staffing reductions and budget cuts. Some officials say they've begun scrambling to fill the anticipated gaps, but representatives of the federal agency say it's ready to provide election expertise if they're asked, and that future organizational plans will be announced, quote, at the appropriate time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.